Last week we heard John's account of Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus, a Pharisee and a leader of the Jews in Jerusalem. This week we have heard John's account of Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well. And next week we will hear John's account of Jesus' encounter with a blind man. And in all three accounts, each of these individuals, Nicodemus, the Samaritan woman, and the blind man, have their eyes opened and their lives changed through their encounter with Jesus. In each of these encounters, Jesus takes time to enter into conversation with each of these individuals. And though none of them immediately grasp the full significance of the one standing before them, they are changed. And they begin to see the world more clearly due to their interaction with Jesus. One of the many things that I love about John's account of each of these human interactions between Jesus and these particular individuals is just how human these interactions really are. Through these accounts, we are able to get a window onto what it was like for someone to encounter Jesus in the flesh. And to think about how we, as the continuing body of Christ in the world today, are similarly engaging others so that they might likewise encounter Jesus in this day. We can enjoy the little details in this story. And we got a lot of them in this lengthy gospel reading today. We learn that Jesus was tired from his journey. He took a seat by a well. While his disciples did head into town to grab some food, and while he waits, he has this fortuitous interaction with the Samaritan woman at the well. As they talk, the Samaritan woman is not impressed by Jesus' spiritual wisdom about living water and eternal life, but rather, what impresses her is his unexplained knowledge of the intimate details of her personal life. That she has had five husbands and now is with someone who is not her husband. So based on Jesus' knowledge of her history, of her story, of who she really is, her eyes begin to open. However, gradually, to the significance of Jesus for her and for her community. In John's gospel, we do not encounter the Samaritan woman at the well again. And so, from John's account, we don't know any more than we just heard proclaimed. John doesn't tell us her name. And he doesn't tell us anything more about what happened to her after the passage that we just heard. However, in the Eastern Orthodox Church, there are a number of traditions surrounding the Samaritan woman at the well. Specifically, the Orthodox know her as Saint Fotini. According to their tradition, Fotini became a follower of Jesus after the encounter at the well, spending much of the rest of her life spreading the good news. Ultimately, according to tradition, Fotini was martyred during the Christian persecutions by Roman Emperor Nero. This tradition has particular significance to me because of an encounter that I had while on foreign study in the Middle East during my senior year in college. During that trip, we were traveling constantly, and though we visited a lot of churches to learn about their historical significance, we rarely had the opportunity to worship in any of them. While we were staying in Athens, we had heard from someone at our hotel that there was going to be a worship service at the small Greek Orthodox church located across the street from the hotel later that evening. So I headed over to the church with about 10 other students, but unfortunately, we found it empty. That small stone church had beautiful icons painted all over the interior walls. And so we decided to spend a few minutes in prayer before heading back to the hotel. As a number of us were rising from our prayers and getting ready to leave, a priest with a long, flowing, gray and black beard, much longer than this frame brown beard, wearing a black cassock with a large gold cross around his neck, arrived in the church. And through a translator, he introduced himself as Father Maximus. And with a spirit that exuded warm hospitality, he welcomed us to the church and began to tell us about its history. Father Maximus explained to us that this was the church of Saint Fotini. And none of us were familiar with that saint, but he quickly explained to us that that was the Samaritan woman who had encountered Jesus at the well. And as he handed each of us a small vial of holy water, he retold in vivid detail the biblical story of Jesus telling her about the living water and how she was changed by that encounter and became a great evangelist. After that introduction, Father Maximus asked us to stand and pray with him the Lord's Prayer. And as we recited those familiar words together, him in Greek and us in English, those words reverberating off the beautiful walls of that church, I had one of the most profound spiritual experiences of my life. I remember the sound of our voices praying together, his Greek and our English. And I remember realizing the eternal and unbreakable bond that we had with this man who moments ago had been a stranger, and how I shared that same bond with millions of Christians throughout the world, throughout the centuries. The body of Christ became much more real to me in that moment, in that prayer. And we spent about another hour with Father Maximus that evening in the church as he welcomed us and told us more stories about the various paintings and the history of the church. And at some point, we learned from his translator that Father Maximus had been at home that evening when he received a call from a gentleman who had been at the church cleaning up when we arrived. And instead of sitting down for supper, Father Maximus headed over to the church to welcome us, to encounter us in the flesh, to take the time to enter into conversation with us. On that evening, Father Maximus's food was to do the will of him who sent him. He looked around and saw that the fields were ripe for harvesting. And each of us who were there that evening came to know the body of Christ more fully because of his faithfulness. We here at St. Andrew's should likewise look around and see that the fields are ripe for harvesting all around us. We have the opportunity today to welcome, to encounter, to join in labor, in the labor of gathering fruit for eternal life, to share the good news about the living water, to rejoice together with the sower as we enter into this common labor of reaping with Saint Fotini, with Father Maximus, and with all of the saints.